Hello, welcome to Your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Foundations, Episode 105, Ministry. Grace-given gifts. Ministry is not powered by talent, personality, or natural ability. It is powered by grace. When Paul wrote that to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good, he was describing the supernatural nature of spiritual gifts. 1 Corinthians 12:7. Gifts are not earned. They are not rewards for spiritual performance. They are expressions of grace given by the Spirit to reveal Christ through His people. Ministry becomes beautiful when we understand that every gift is a grace gift designed to build up the body and point others to Jesus. Paul expands this truth in Romans 12, reminding us that we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Romans 12:6. Grace is the source. Grace is the measure. Grace is the empowerment. This means no one is left out. Every believer has been graced with something that reveals Christ. Some gifts are visible. Some are quiet. Some operate in public. Some operate in private. But all are essential. Ministry is not about comparing gifts. It is about stewarding the grace we have received. Ephesians 4 reinforces this pattern. Paul writes that grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Ephesians 4:7. Christ Himself distributes gifts as He chooses. He knows what His body needs. He knows where His life must be expressed. He knows how His people can best reveal Him. Spiritual gifts are not random. They are intentional expressions of His wisdom and His love. When we embrace the gifts He has given, we participate in His design for the church. Understanding gifts as grace changes the way we see ministry. We no longer strive to prove ourselves. We no longer fear inadequacy. We no longer compete for recognition. Instead, we rest in the truth that Christ has equipped us for what He has called us to do. Grace removes pressure. Grace removes comparison. Grace removes insecurity. Ministry becomes joyful when it flows from grace rather than effort. Grace-given gifts also remind us that ministry is relational. Gifts are given for the common good. They are not tools for personal advancement. They are expressions of Christ's love toward His people. When we serve with our gifts, we are participating in His care for the body. We are revealing His compassion, His wisdom, His strength, and His encouragement. Ministry becomes a shared experience of grace flowing through many members, each contributing what Christ has given. This perspective also protects us from pride. If gifts are grace, then none of us can boast. We did not create our gifts. We did not earn them. We simply received them. Pride dissolves when we recognize that every gift is a gift of Christ's generosity. Humility becomes natural because we understand that ministry is Christ working through us, not us working for Him. Grace-given gifts make ministry accessible to everyone. You do not need to be extraordinary. You simply need to be available. Christ has already given you what you need to serve. When we embrace our gifts and use them in love, the body is strengthened, Christ is revealed, and ministry becomes a beautiful expression of His grace. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.